Thank you for joining us. Joining us today is Cody Tritter. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So you're an agent in Calgary, is that correct?
You got it, yep. Calgary, Alberta, if you're not familiar, we're kind of the Texas of Canada, I'd say is the best way to put it. Calgary, very much so. It's a province that's got a lot of action coming to it right now, a lot of migration, kind of like Florida, like you guys got everybody piling into Florida. Alberta's the same way, just from like how business is being run to kind of like how government's being run. It's just, and even like pricing here, there's just a lot of more opportunity. A lot of businesses are coming here, a lot of talented people here, a lot of youth here. It's a young city too. So the city's booming right now. Kind of, I think it's having like a bit of a, what Austin had maybe a couple years ago where it just like skyrocketed.
That high growth area.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good, must keep you quite busy then.
It's kept us busy, but man, like with the interest rates and whatnot, it's also kept inventory really low. So it's been like a balance. And that's why, like, you know, I always say when you're in real estate, there's like more than anything, you need to have a pipeline going, because like, it doesn't matter what like industry or what type of economy you're in. If you've got a good pipeline, it's always going to be full, you know?
Totally. So how did you start using social media for your real estate business? What pushed you to start, and like what kind of hurdles did you first face?
I've always had it's a weird approach with social media and like where to go with it, because like it's always evolving, and there's never really like a clear path of like, hey, you know, there is clear paths, but like is it feasible with what you're doing, right? So if like, you know, if I look in our market, even just hyper local in our market, there's some people who have had great success just doing YouTube or just doing TikTok or whatever, right? But the thing for me is like, I've always, like when I got into this, I wanted to start a team. And so like everything I've done has always been from a team mindset. And it's like, how can I do social media that I can scale? Because like, you know, like we have a full-time videographer and I could take him daily and just go film content around with builders, around like everything, right? I could just be out in the city all day filming. But is that going to benefit my team the most? And is that scalable long-term? Like, what is the ROI on that? What's the impact on that? And so like, you know, when I look at it, social media, I kind of have like, it's a targeted approach, or it's a tailored approach to each avenue of, you know, kind of what I'm doing. And so for the team, you know, we have 30 plus agents. I have to figure out solutions that's going to make sense for everyone. And so like part of our videographer is actually, he's doing multiple, like he's doing one shoot with multiple edits, and we're putting out sometimes 3 to 5 pieces of content off of one video. And that includes like a couple reels, an agent version of the video and a non-agent version of the video. So that like when I put it out on social on our main channels, I'm blasting out a version with our agents on it, with our, like whoever's got the listing will say, right? They're out there blasting the listing, talking about it, which is great value for the client. It's hitting our main channel, main feed, and that agent's feed. And then what we also have is the non-agent version. And so with that, you then have a version that goes out to our 30 plus agents on all their social channels all at once, Facebook, Instagram, their LinkedIns, everything they want to pump, funnel in. And you're getting a tremendous reach with that. You couple that with like landing pages, lead capture, and it's a good recipe for a lot of things.
Oh, that's a great strategy. I haven't really seen anyone else do that, where they have the double branded agent version and then the non-agent for the whole team or whole brokerage to kind of push out. That's a good strategy. What are some like go-to tools or apps you use for social media? Any like game changers?
I mean, like my biggest piece of advice for agents is like, when you think about cost on it all, be like a lot of apps out there, you've got like $10, $20 a month per user charges. Even like storage, like when I was with Google Drive, and I've said this before on podcasts, but like I think it was $10 a month for unlimited storage with Google when I first got it. Now, and it got up to say $15. Now I think you have to have like 5 licenses at like $20-some each. And you have to have a minimum of 5 licenses to have the unlimited option. And it's just like, you just never know with like software like that. So like, try to save costs and don't like bet your horse on one individual piece of software. I love this site called appsumo.com. I push it a lot, and it's just what they do is that you get into early adoption of new software out there. And in today's world, I think like software's like the development of it is happening more rapidly. There's more developers out there. It's easier to develop apps. So it's not as hard for someone to bring something to market that's, you know, already out there, but a different spin on it or a different iteration of it. And what that allows you to do is pick up like lifetime deals on software. And so like, if I look at something like Todoist, for example, it's a great task manager software. We had that adopted. I think we had like, say like, I don't know what the cost on that, but just like somewhere around $10 a month per user, that's $300 a month. I find a lifetime deal at say $300 for task 8 on AppSumo. And now I've got that one-time cost. And now anyone within my direct organization or even our external downline organization, I can offer that software to, not white labeled, but almost, and you know, huge value, right?
Yeah. I mean, that totally makes sense as far as getting in. I mean, these technology moves so fast, and the way we were editing 5 years ago is not the way we're editing now. And
yeah,
I mean, things are being automated or repurposed, you know, quickly. So, yeah, I agree with you. Getting on the ground floor, these things kind of get you, you know, ahead and makes you able to multiply yourself as much as possible.
Yeah. And like the cost too is really a big part of it, right? Because like, as you scale, like right now, you know, we have Trello, and Trello just dropped that they're like, it's just another one, right? Trello was free when we got it, and then they adjusted their pricing, and then they adjusted it again, and they got purchased. And then it's like, now with their pricing, it's going to go from being a free solution we had, where like, even if they had like a, you know, $50 a month and it encompasses what you're like grandfathered in, you guys have obviously built a platform on this. I'd be more open to paying that, but it's going to be, I think when we ran the numbers, because we have our downline in there, so we got hundreds of people in it. It's going to be like, it was like $700 a month. And I'm like, that's just a cost that I can't justify when I look at like how many people I can just, or how easily I can just self-host this or do this on my own, you know, thing. Right. And so even with social media, like, we picked up, I started off with a platform called eClincher, and like that was a great piece of software. And one of the biggest things I loved is if you're looking for social media software, if I like the one thing I could recommend to you is that it has reposting in it, like recurring posts. Because like if you're doing good content, let's say you're doing a lot of blog writing like we do, that content is like evergreen, right? It can be posted, a lot of it, whenever, right? So the ability to load up a blog and say, hey, I want to post this, you know, 4 times this year, every 4 weeks, whatever it is, right? And then that's hitting your whatever channels you're posting it to. Huge value on that, because that takes up, you know, saves you a ton of time, and it keeps your calendar content full.
Yeah, so that way you're not just rewriting the same article yourself. Something's already taken care of it, and it's already scheduled out. So one thing you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. And you couple that with like, so now we picked up a piece of software called Vista Social. I believe it has that plus a few other things, but it's a lifetime deal. And so like now I've got my entire team, I've got hundreds of agents on there on a one-time cost with like, you know, and so like, imagine like our agents, one of our value adds is it is saying like, hey, when you come to the team, because a lot of agents honestly hate social media. Like they don't want to have to do social media. And like a lot of agents will sell that, like, you know, just doing social is enough to get your business going in that. But I challenge that, because like you do have to have a good sphere. You do have to nurture it. You really have to be super intentional with whatever it is you're doing. And like, if you're not intentional in that space and really like owning it, you probably won't see much traction, let alone have a you know, healthy career off of it. Right. And so for our agents, like, you know, the way I look at real estate even is like, when you get into real estate, you're a business owner. There are so many elements. And until you actually like, you know, the outside looking in, they just go like, oh, you're just a middleman who, you know, is in between, right? But like, if you're truly a real estate agent running a business, there's an enormous amount of versatility that you have to have to like run your business, grow your business, scale your business. And if you don't possess that, and you're not actually, you know, like constantly evolving with it, you will die. Like I've seen businesses die. I've seen them. I've seen people who have had in our market incredible success in different spaces, like in the SEO space, and then it just dies because they didn't stay with it. Yep. They made mistakes.
Google changes the algorithm all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, all their posts don't do as well, and they don't have any other lead generation going on. Yeah. And
that's like my point. If I were to write, you know, the eight rules of running a team, one of my top ones would be like, if you're actually running a team and you care about people and the people you're bringing in underneath you and like their success, you can't just rely on one pillar or even two pillars or three pillars, depending on how big you get, of income and leads and right? Like you can't just do PPC. You can't just do social media marketing. You can't just do SEO. Like you have to do it all, and you have to do it all well, and you have to keep doing it. You know, you have to keep blogging. You have to keep doing YouTube videos, because if you don't, you'll fall behind, and you're not really then, you know, you're not a business. You were a business and now you stopped, right?
Yeah. And I don't think the general public sees us all this marketing that real estate agents have to do and to get their name, get their face out there. And with Swiftfoot videos, be able to make that connection with clients. They don't see all that. They just kind of see, you know, the end product or just meet them opening doors. But yeah, there's definitely, I've always said, it is just, you're right, it is running a business. It's not
big time.
It's not a job. It's not anything like that. It's a whole nother world.
And not to but I know business owners that run very successful businesses that like, you know, are trades businesses, for example, and they don't require, or like they don't actually have to possess a huge wealth of, you know, knowledge that's going, because like their business is the same thing. It's, you know, it's plumbing. And there's this, right? And it's like, there's some evolution in that. But in the end, like for them, it's like, you know, I've talked to guys who don't know anything about the SEO side of their business. They don't care, but they've got like one good ad or one good, you know, business relationship that's just been enough to keep them going. And it's like, that's all they need, right? That's all they've done, right? Or like, yeah. And so that's why I say like, hey, in real estate, like if you want to get into it, like really look into like what it is that you're passionate about, what you want to do in the business, and think about how you're going to generate leads. Cause like, the Hollywood side of it is that you're going to like jump on in front of the camera and you're going to wow people and everyone's going to love you. And like, they're going to call you and they're going to be like, I saw your video where you made a funny rap or you did whatever. And you know, it was hilarious. And I want to buy every house with you for the rest of my life. It's not like that, you know, it's not like,
no. And I think also agents, you know, they think if they just do one or two videos, they're going to start getting those leads where they understand. So it's a long-term play. It's building an audience, building, you know, clientele, being in their face every day to kind of make sure that people can see you.
Majorly.
Especially to stand out. There's thousands of agents in our area, and I'm sure on your side, there's thousands of agents out there, and we need to stand out.
And every one of them should be pushing it too, right? Like, that's why it's like, you know, you do see the agents that like it, that don't do a lot of business. It's because they're not treating it like a business, right? It's like, you know, and some are lucky, don't get me wrong. There's going to be some people that are well-connected, whatever, but like as a whole, if you want to have like long, long-term success, like you have to treat it like a business and know the, you know, the business elements of it that are going to like drive actual, you know, leads your way, right? Because yeah, if you're not consistent with it, you know, we have a partner we're with, and, one of our external partners kind of thing. And like, I pushed them on the SEO side and said, like, just keep writing content, because like, you may not see the benefits of it right away. SEO is such a long-term game and it's such a weird one, right? But like their traffic recently quadrupled, and two pages were pushed from another blog. And I asked them like, are you guys getting, like, because I looked at this other site that's backlinking to them. And I said like, you know, did you guys pay these guys to backlink you? And they're like, nope. And so I said, look at this. This company linked you because you guys wrote good content. And then because this site linked you, you are now the number one result on this keyword. That's driving you, you know, 100 more views on each of these keywords per month. That's results. Like, you may not get that, but that's a result, right? Couple that with a good call to action on these pages, a pop-up, anything. And if one out of 100 people there fill that out, that's a lead. That's a pillar for you, right?
Yep.
You know.
So, do you have any social media tips for new agents? Something that, you know, someone breaking into the business now?
Yeah, my favorite advice I think that I can give anybody, and that, like, and honestly, it's not even in real estate. If you're outside of real estate, it's like, get hyper local. Like, everybody now is like, I think, like, even glamorizing to, like, be this big, big thing, but, like, get hyper local. Like, own, you know, like, and I'm not saying if you live in a community of 100 people that, like, own that, but, like, a smaller area of thousands of people, you know, if you can capture an area of 2,500, 6,000 people, capture that area, that small quadrant, whatever it is. There's huge value in owning a community, being the mayor of your community. And so, like, while everybody is sitting there doing videos about Calgary going like, does it snow in April in Calgary? The answer is yes, it's snowing right now. You know, that's a great video, right? But, like, everybody's doing those videos that are, like, about Calgary, the pros and cons. And that's, like, you're competing against me in the big space, right? Like, we're writing blogs about that. We're doing videos about that. But I'm not doing a video about the local community, you know, 10 minutes up the street from me. And so if you start doing that, there's somebody searching that because there's somebody that cares about that, that wants to see that. And, like, you only have to convert one of those people. It's a lot easier to convert that one person where you've got intimate connection and value with, versus trying to, you know, put that generic video out there where someone just lands on it and says, like, oh, Calgary would be a good place. And not that that doesn't work, but, like, you're then in such a competitive space. Like, everybody's doing the deep, you know, trying to get the big traction videos, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, you know, being the hyper local, I always say, like, you don't need to go viral, but you just need to be able, people that are looking for your specific area.
Yeah.
You need to be the expert of that area.
Yeah. Fight it, right? Like, if you live in a community that, like, other agents are in, fight them for it. You know what I mean? Like, get online.
Yeah.
Have a web, if their website's community.ca, you get the .com, like, get in there and, like, really try and, like, own that community, because, like, there's huge value in that. And, like, you know, a lot of people will start online. No matter, like, 90% of people will start online, right? But if they start typing in the community name, and or they go on the Facebook page, or they do all these different, like, there's, you know, and you couple that with a bus bench, you've got this huge presence in there. And, like, I do that in my community where I'm like, you know, I want to have, like, content from it that's more, like, super focused on that, super local to that community, so that, like, when people are looking it up, I don't need to convert every single listing in here under me. But, like, if I can capture a handful of them, it's worth my time and effort. And then if I can do that in another community, it's worth my time and effort, you know?
Thank you so much. Well, all right. I think that's it for now. And thank you, Cody, for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.